Hi, Daf Mem Tes, Wednesday's Daf. And we have been talking about whether if a partial payment is made against the loan, an Eruvin, does that go connected the whole loan or only against that specific amount? It's Lagabe loans, Lagabe a Mekach. Seems to be kind of a general question. And yesterday we had a Machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan. Now we're going to pick it up 9 lines from the bottom of Amud Beis, Lema Ketanoi. The Braisa says, Hamalva es Chaver la Mashkein. We're talking about a guy who borrows money and the Malva takes a Mashkein. Now the idea of a Mashkein is that when the Malva is holding the money, in case the Levid doesn't pay back, the Malva gets to keep the Mashkein. Now, one might think that's some sort of a knas, but the truth is, it's looked at by Chazal as somewhat of a payment. In der Mashkein, lik der Chayiv. So the whole issue when Shemitah year comes is that the loan goes, because you're not allowed to go be Yigois. You can't go ahead and Cheper your Chaver to pay back his loans. But if you're already holding the Mashkein, then you don't have to be Yigois because you essentially have it. But that makes a lot of sense if the Mashkein is worth the same amount as the Chayiv. So now let's go back to the Braisa. Hamalva es Chaver ala Mashkein, v'nichnasa ha-Shemitah. Even if that mashkin is only worth half of what the actual value of the chayv was, it still works to say you have some of the money by you. You are not going to be over lo yigais. It's not going to be mashamait the loan because lemaisa it's already collectible, even though it's not the full amount of the loan. Rashi says a loshin, it's not called lo yigais, shari eino toivai klum. You're not being toivai anything. The ritzvah has even a starker loshin of nigais va'aymeid. It's like it's already collected. So it sounds like it's a svara. Happens to be the ritzvah also brings from a yeshayimrim that there's a sifri that says it's a xeris akosav. He brings up drasha, but the pasha says it's just a svara. It's not a problem of lo yigais. And that's even though it's only going to be half of the loan, the plug. That's divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Eimer, im haya mashkein keneged halvasa, if it's equal to the amount of the loan, then ain't a mishamet, but im lav mishamet. If you only have a mashkein that's worth part of what the loan is worth, then it's going to be mevatel the whole chayv. But we got to understand these two different shitas. Frek the Gemara. My ain't a mishamet to come Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ilim keneged, if you're telling me it's equal, if you're telling me that part that's ain't a mishamet is that portion of the chayv equal to the mashkein, that's not what's going to be canceled out. So then it would come out, that even that part gets canceled out, moving over to Amud Aleph. So, what would be the point of the Malva holding a partial Mashkein if that's not considered that it even cancels out the part of the loan that he has it against? At least that part of the Chayiv should be unaffected by Shemitah. El Alav Shmamino, it must be that Ma Eina Meshamet De Ka'amar, Shimon Ben Gamliel. What did Shimon Ben Gamliel say that it's not going to be the Meshamet? Eina Meshamet De Kulei. The Chayiv doesn't go away at all. Umay Meshamet De Ka'amar, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And when he says that the Chayiv is Meshamet, Lahach Palgad Le'nokad Ale Mashkein, it's only that part that's not connected the actual Mashkein. That's the part that's going to go away. Ubaha Kamifgi, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Savar, Keneged Kulei Hukaina, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Savar, Keneged Kenegdai Hukaina. So our Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not the Eruvin is connected Miktasa or Kulai, and we have a Talayin HaMachlekes Tanoim. But the Gemara is Daicha this Lai, my Eina Meshamet to come Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That means Lahach Palga Denakad Le'a Mashkein, only that portion that equals the amount of the Mashkein. That's what's not going to get canceled by Shemitah. Mechlal, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Sover, Lahach Palga Denakad Le'a Mashkein, Nami Meshamet, that even the part against the actual value of the Mashkein is also going to get canceled out. Tell a Mashkein Denakad Lamali, then we had our Kasha. What's the point of having a Mashkein if it's not going to go ahead and be Mevatel the Meshamet Kait of Shemitah here? There it is, Lezichron Dvaram Be'alma, to make sure that nobody can deny the existence of the loan. So you have the Mashkein there as a Zichron Dvarim, even though the loan will be Meshamet come Shemitah year. There is a Ktsais that says a Chiddush in Siman Samach Dalet that if a person wants to hold on to this Mashkein that's only a partial amount against the loan, and he wants to be Ma'akev, that Mashkein, until the Leva pays up the whole Chayiv, he can, and that will not have any Shemitah bearing on the loan. So the Ktsais limits this halacha of the Shemitah a lot by saying that, well, you know, you can just hold on to this Mashkein and then reinforce the payment later. Rav Kahana Yavule Zuzi Akisna. Rav Kahana took money from people because he sold them some flax. L'soif Yakar Kisna, then later the price went up on the flax and Rav Kahana wanted to know maybe he should renege on the whole Mekach here so he can make more money by selling it to somebody else. Also, Kameh to Rav, Omer Le, Rav said to him, and remember Rav is taking sides in this partial payment issue with Rabbi Yechanan. So Rav said, B'mai din nikitas zuzi, the amount of kisna against the money that you took, havlu, give it back to them. As Rashi points out, this way you won't have a problem mishapara. Give him back that money. V'idach dvarim ninu, the rest, that's just going to be your verbal commitment. That's only dvarim. V'dvarim ein behem mishum mechusrei amona. Zok Rav, there's no problem of going back on a deal when it's only dvarim, and there will not be a problem mechusrei amona. So this is Rav Lushitasai, that if you make a partial payment on something, you're only going to have the mishapara Dvara on that part that you paid against, but not the rest of it. The rest of it was just the Dvarim, and therefore you can be Chayzer. Did Mar Dvarim, Rav Omer Ein Bohen Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Rav Yechanan Omer Yesh Bohen Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Now going back on your word, like Rav Yechanan says, is going to be a problem with Mechusrei Amana, and Rav says it's okay. Rav's only saying it's okay when you have legitimate cause to do it. You can't just stam do it. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that there is a problem with Chusar Amana, this is going to have a lot of different situations in the Chayshin Mishpat where it might apply or may not apply. There's a really good shir from the Daf Pahalacha that breaks it all down about when you apply this Mechusrei Amana. One point to make on the outset is there is a difference between the Misha Para issue and the Mechusrei Amana issue. Misha Para is Nagea when there's a kinyan that's made and you're going back on it, but you're dealing with an actual kinyan. Mechusrei Amana is just when there's only words. There's no kinyan, but you just avart is avart and you're not supposed to go back on your word. I'll tell you one very interesting application of this. In my business, in the video business, so a lot of the initial deal is made with Dvarim. People would call and say, hey, they want to make a video for their upcoming dinner. So if they would change their mind and just call me afterward and say, sorry, I know I committed to you, but I don't want to anymore, there might be a problem of being Mechusrei Amana. When COVID happened and I had a whole bunch of deals on the table and Moses very innocently called me and said, listen, I'm sorry, but our dinner is canceled because of COVID, so we can't do the project with you. So this obviously had major financial implications for me. So while there was no machlekes and it all worked itself out, but Lemaisa, I was very curious about the halachic application of this kind of excuse of COVID, and I was schmoozing it over with Dayan Chaim Cohen from the Business Halacha Institute. He's a Pesach in New York, an expert in Chayshim Mishpat, and he told me about the Ramah that the Shach brings and tells us that we're noyig this way, that when there's something called Trey Tari, which is, means two markets, which means if there's new extenuating circumstances that change things, that dispels any problem of Mechusrei Amana. So if a cargo ship hits the Key Bridge in Baltimore, and because of that, it changes some economic aspects, now people need to get out of their deals because of that, that might be called Trey Tari, and there won't be any problem being Mechusrei Amana. The Chassam Sofer in Chayshim Mishpat Kuf Beis says that even implies when a person's personal situation changes, like he thinks he has a job in some other city, and because of that, he buys a house. And now the job falls through, so he's got to get out of that house deal. If it's just Dvarim, it's not called being Mechusrei Amana. However, there's a limitation to that. The Pisrei Chayshin says, don't think now that if I tell somebody I'm going to buy something from them, and then I find a much better deal with another guy, that I could say, well, look, the situation changed. I found a much better deal. No. That would be Mechusrei Amana. So just getting back to my shaila about COVID, Rabbi Chaim Cohen said, it pretty clearly is a Trey Tari situation because the whole world changed, and you can't fault a Maisid for going back on their word, and therefore there would be no Mechusrei Amana in that case. Frek the Gemara and Rav Meisavei, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ma Talmud Lomer Hin Tzedek. This is a reference to the Pasuk that you have to have honest measurements. Pasuk says, Maisne Tzedek, Avne Tzedek, Efas Tzedek, Vihin Tzedek, Yelochem. You have to have all these different measurements, have to be Tzedek, righteous. Frek the Gemara of Ahaloi Hin Bechlal Efahoya. Why does it say Hin Tzedek? Lachara Hin is Bechlal and Efah, and an Efah is already counted in the Pasuk, so why do I got to say Hin? El Lomer Lacha, we have a Drasha, Shehe Hain Shalcha Tzedek. Your Hain, your yes, also has to be tzedek, v'lav shulcha tzedek. So your hains and your lavs, your yeses and noes all have to be correct, meaning erlich, don't go back on your word. So it's a drasha. Baya. But anyway, this is keneged Rav, that Rav says it's usher to go back. So Rav says that it's only dvarim and you're not mechusrei amana, l'chayr it's keneged this drasha. Because here this drasha is saying, you have to keep your word. Omer baya. Nahahu shalei yadaber echa bepev echa belev. When you're making a commitment, you have to be honest and sincere. But that's not like what Rav's saying. When Rav is saying that if you were sincere in the commitment, but you just changed your mind later on to renege, Rav's saying you're allowed to do that. That's a different thing. Interestingly, this Gemara only talks about Hilchas Chayshin Mishpat, about Le'yadaber Echad Bepev, Echad Velev, and Mechusrei Amana. But the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, nothing to do with Chayshin Mishpat, seems to broaden it and apply to just every social circumstance that you're not allowed to tell an untruth. Meisvei, the Astma Brisa that we had mentioned already previously, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afal Pisha Amru, Talos Kaina Diner Zov. The Ain Diner Zov Kaina Talos, because we know Mois is not Kainais, and therefore you have to actually take the merchandise itself to make the kinyan. Mikol Mokum Kach Halacha, even though you can technically go back on the deal, Avol Amru Misha Par Me'anche Dara Mabel, Ume'anche Dara Flago, Hu Asid Li Par Mimi She'ena Oimed B'Diburai, and then the Brisa continues, and the end of the Brisa says that you shouldn't go back on your word, which is Keneged Rav saying that a person is not Mechusrei Amana, to which the Gemara says, okay, you're right, Taka Machlekes Tanoim Tanoi, he did Tanan. The Mishnah is going to say this is a Mishnah later on. Pei Gimel. Maisa Rabbi Yechonam and Masia Shamar Libnai. It was a story. Rabbi Yechonam and Masia said to his son, Tse'e Usachar Lanu Payalim, go and get some workers for us. Halachu Pasuk Lehem Mezainus. The son went and hired some workers, and he promised to give them Mezainus. Now, he didn't specify what kind of Mezainus he was going to give. Ukishba Yitzel Aviv Amarlai, when he came back to his father said, Bini, Afilu Atta Isalahem Kesuda Shleim Abishaita, even if you would make them like a Givali Gesuda like Shleim Amelech, Lo Yatzasi Dechai Vascha, Imoim, I still wouldn't be Makayim my words to them, Shehem Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, because these are Yidden, and they're Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, they deserve a Givali Gesuda. And there's no way I could ever be Makayim it because you left it so open and blank. Ella, actually, Yeschil Bamalacha, before they start working, I want you to make sure to clarify this. Tseva Amarlahem, Amenah. I'm only giving you some bread and beans. That's it. Now, how could Rabbi Yechon ben Masia have said to his son to go and renege on this deal of giving them what was perceived as this Suda Shlema Melech? So you see the fact that he could renege vice dice. He's disagreeing with this brisa of Reb Shimon that holds you're not allowed to go back on a verbal commitment, which the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, Depailim Gufay Lo Yisam Chadaitayo. They never thought they were getting this big fancy Suda. So my time because made the Yadi to Al Gavuch Samach. They knew that the son who was hiring these guys was doing it based on what the father wanted. So the father's not here now, so there's no real smichas das. They never thought they were going to get that to begin with. So yachi, if they weren't taking this commitment so seriously, afilu hischil b'malachanami, even if they started to work, why did Rabbi Yechim and Manasi have to say before they start working, make sure to clarify they're only getting X, Y, and Z? Shouldn't even matter. No, because hischil b'malacha, vade samchi detayo. Once they would start working, they would have said, well, I guess, omru meimer omer kamei davu v'nichle, must be that his son told his father that he promised this big fancy meal and we're going to get that. So once they started working, there would be a smichas das. Frek the Gemara now. Rabbi Yechonon, who says it is a mechusar amana if you go back on your word, miyam Rabbi Yechonon, hachid Rabbi Yechonon, really say this. Ha'omer Rabba Bar Bachana Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Ha'omer lechaveiro matana ani naisin lecha. I'm going to give you this gift. Yachal lagzerbay. So yachal. I mean, obviously you didn't give the gift yet, so there's no technical limitation. Of course, you can always renege. Pshita. No, Ela Mutter Lachzerbay. What Rabbi Yechonon must have meant is you are allowed to go back on this. Now, Lechaira, aren't you Mechusar Amana by going back on a gift? He said you're going to give the gift. Amar Rav Papa, Umayd Rabbi Yechonon Matana Muetes, the Samcha Daitayu. Enachanav, if it's a small gift, then you can't go back on it because people are Saimach Das. It's only the big gift, a big thing, that's what Rabbi Yechonon is saying. Come on, people are not Saimach Das, and therefore it would not be Mechusar Amana to go back. Hachinami Mestabra, to Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Yisrael Sha'amar Leben Levi. Let's say Yisrael, who has to give the Meiser to the Levi. So before he actually gives it to the Levi, he tells the Levi, Kor Meiser Yesh Lecha B'yadi. I have in my backyard your Meiser. So Ben Levi, Rishai Lasoy, Say Trumas Meiser, Al Malkam Acher. Now this Levi himself is like, oh great, I'm going to get this Meiser. I have my own Achrayas to give Trumas Meiser to a Kayan. Now, I don't have the Meiser yet. It's still back in the Yisrael's backyard. But the Yisrael said he's going to give it to me. So now I'm going to go ahead and be Mafrish the Trumas Meiser to the Kayan. Now, Iyamar Bishleim Alei Matzi Mahadar, if you're going to tell me that the Yisrael can't be Chayzer on what he promised to give to the Levi, so Mishamachi Rishai, that's why the Levi is allowed to make a Trumas Meiser even though he has not yet received it. Eliyamar Matzi Mahadar, but if you tell me the Yisrael can go and be Chayzer, am I Rishai? Why is the Levi allowed to say that this is Trumas Meiser? Maybe the Yisrael will be Chayzer and Nishtak Dika Achel Tevalim, and it's going to come at the Levi's eating Tevel. Now, Lemaise, this Gemara is a shtickle pella. How in the world can a Levi give the Trumas Meiser on stuff that he doesn't even have in his possession? Rabbi Chanan and Bava Basarin, Kavit Shurim, Shin Ayin Dalad discusses this and brings a raya that Vaisa says you don't actually need a kinyan, and the Matana Muetis, that commitment is enough to make the Hafrasha. The Rush even says it's considered Makire Levian, you know, like we have the Sugya Makire Kahuna. But bottom line, this brings a raya to what Rav Papa said, that even though Rabbi Yechonon is Matir, being Chayzer on a Matana Ruba, he'll agree by Matana Muetis that you cannot be Chayzer, to which the Gemara says, it's Hacham Amayaskin, there's no raya, because Kagoyin Shinot Lumimena, we're talking about where the Levi already took the Meiser from the Yisrael, Bechazer Vefkida Yetzli. It's already his Meiser, and he just went back and gave it to the Yisrael as a Pikadim, which would be a little head-scratching, what would be the Chiddush, Ayin Taisvis, maybe because he's not taking being Mina Mukaf. But Ihachi, Zokta Gemara, I've got a better kasha now. Ema Seifa, the Seifa of that Mishnah says, Nosnu Leven Levi Acher, if the Yisrael now changes mind and gave it to a different Levi, Ein Le Alav Ela Tarumais, the first Levi has nothing other than Tarumais, because no Kinyan took place. Visalka Daitach, Kinyan Shanot Levi Menu, where the first Levi took the Meiser from the Yisrael, V'chosu V'efkida Yetzle, so it's Mamashiz. So my Ein Le Alav Ela Tarumais, given the Moshe Mamayna Isle Gabe. If he already took it for himself, the Levi really has a financial Chesh Mishpedik Ataina on this Yisrael for giving it to another Levi. El Alav Shmami Na, Bidalei Notle, Shmami Na. And therefore it is a raya that for the Matana Moetzes he cannot be chayzer. Hahu gavra, diyov zuzi ashum shemei. A guy paid money for these sesames. L'soif yakar shum shemei, the value of the shum shemei went up. Hadru behuva amrulei, the meichrim were chayzer because the price went up. And they said, less lun shum shemei, we have no sesames for you. Shkol zuzech, take back your money. Loy shokol zuzeh, the guy didn't take his money. Meaning the buyer did not yet collect his money. Ignuv, the money now got stolen from the meichrim. Also l'kamei de Rava, they came to Rava and they said, we want our money. So Rava said to the lekeach, kiven de amrilach, shkol zuzech v'loy shaklis. Since they told you to take your money, you didn't take it. Loy mi boy shomer sachar lahavi. They certainly aren't even a shomer sachar. Elafilu shomer chinam nami lahavi. They're not even a shomer chinam. And therefore they are totally responsible, and you guys are totally out of luck. Amrilay rabbanon l'Rava, v'haboy lekabuli alei mishapara. These meichrim who went back on their deal, they're lechayer being makabel a mishapara because they're not supposed to do that. Amrilu hachinami nachinami. They were makabel the mishapara, but as we know, because there was no mashiach done yet. Amr Rav Papi. Omer li Ravina, Ravina told me, Lididi Amr li Ahub mirabon, and a certain rabbi said to me, Rav Tavus Shmei, that was his name, Amr li Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Shmei, di havi yavi le kol chalola d'alma. He was so honest that even if they would give him all the treasures in the world, loi havi komeshani b'dibura, he would never be chayzer from what his promises were. So, and b'didi havi ovda, and it was with me that the story happened, and you got the whole story all wrong. Ahu yuma, apani d'amali shabsa havi, it was an Arab Shabbos. Havi yasfina, and I was sitting at home. V'osa ahu gavra v'koya bava, and a guy came stood at my door and Amrali, and he said to me, Islach shum shmi lazmuni, do you have any sesames that I could buy? And that's about all what that was accurate in the story. Now turning over to Talmud Beis, Amri le loy, I don't have any sesames for you. Amr Lee said to me, L'havi hanach zuzi b'pikot n'gabach. So look, it's Erev Shabbos. I got this cash on me. Do you mind if I give my money to you to hold for me? To hachashkalik, it's getting dark and it's going to be Shabbos. Amr Le, I said to him, Habesa kamach, my house is to you, or my house is before you. But he wasn't really taking a cry. He was just saying, here's my house. So osvinu bevesa ve'ignov. He put the money in the house and it got stolen. So osel kamei de Rava, this rabbi came before Rava for a psak. Amar le Rava said, kol ha besa kamach. Whenever somebody says, here's the house in front of you, let me buy shemer sachar lehave ella afilu shemer chinam nami lehave, and therefore he's not responsible to pay you for that money. Amar le, I said to that rabbi, va'amru le rabban le Rava, iboy le lekbule le mishapara. What about that part of the story about that he should have had a mishapara? And lechayer, that's no shayches to the story. This has nothing to do with that. Amar le, and that rabbi said, lo hayadvar. Never happened. That part of the story, Taka, was untrue. The Mishnah then had said, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Kol Shehakesef Biyadai Yadai Ala Yayna. Whoever has the money in his hand, he's the one who could be chayzer. Right? Not that they both could be chayzer, but only the meicher, who is now holding the cash, he can go back on it. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Omer Rabbi Shimon, a masa bisman shehakesef ha-peiros biyad meicher. That's only when the peiros and the money are by the meicher. Aval kesef biyad meicher, u peiros biyad lekech, ene yachal lagzer bay, and mesha kaspay biyadai. And what we think that means is because the lekeach's money is already in the lekeach's hand. In fact, about biyadai, the money is in the lekeach's hand, biyad meicher, it should be in the meicher's hand. Element nation to make kaspa biyadai. Let's clarify. The brisa means that the meicher can't go back because the value of his money is in his hands. Because in other words, the lekeach already has the merchandise. He already has the payers now. So, frankly, if he has the payers and the meicher has the money, so the deal is all done. Pshita, obviously nobody can go back. What's the brisa telling us? We're talking about where the lekeach's aliyah was rented to the meicher. Now, why should that matter? Because time of my takin rabbanu mishicha, as we remember, gzeirus shema yomer le nisrfu chitecha ba'aliyah, because we're always assuming that the peiros are in the aliyah of the meicher, and the meicher doesn't have any skin in the game because he doesn't care. So he's not going to be meiser nefesh to save the stuff if there's a fire. So halcha b'rishus of the lekech, but here in this case, we're zitzing on a case where it's in the rishus of the lekech. So enough of the lekech ba'inus, ihu tarach umaisile, so there's no real need for the gzeira to require the mishicha. So we're saying, because we're going according to the shita that ma'is is kindness medayraisa, that's clearly what we're going with, and now you don't need to do the mashicha on behalf of the lekeach. Ahu gavra diav zuzi achamra. A guy paid for the wine. L'soif shama de kaboy lemintzvei de beparzak rufila. Before he took the wine, he found out that the officers of Parzak Rufila were going to take the wine. Now, who is Parzak Rufila? Enter Dr. Henry Abramson to tell us that Rufuli, for the Latin word Rufuli, is a reference to Rufus, who was this general in Rome, kind of set up this military tribunal thing that it was like the military police to make sure that the guys didn't break laws. But of course, like everything else, he became corrupt, it was corrupt. And ultimately, this military wing of investigative services would come and requisition stuff from things from people, I guess. So anyhow, this officer was going to take the wine. So Amr lay Havli Zuzi. So now the guy didn't want to take the wine, even though he bought it, because it's going to be taken from him. So he went back to the Meicher and says, look, give me back my money. I don't want the wine now. Lay bin Khamra, I don't want the wine. Also the commander of Chizda. So the Meicher came to Rav Chizda for a psak. Amr lay Rav Chizda said, so the Meshicha hadn't happened yet. He didn't take the wine. If you didn't take the wine, you can still renege on the deal and get back your cash. So this guy's going to be okay. And so concludes all these halachas about the Mechira. And now we start the new world of Aina'a. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'aina'a, arba kesef me'esrim v'arba kesef lasela. What constitutes Aina'a, which we're used to just simplifying as overcharging. But here we're going to go with a more technical definition of, there are kind of three categories of overcharging. There's overcharging under that one, that shtus, or undercharging under the shtus, and the mekach will be kaim, it's a shiloh whether you have to give back the money. There's exactly the shtus, and I'm saying shtus even though the Gemara is going to have the Mishnah is going to bring us two different dais, but Lamais will be paskin shtus. But the mekach might be kaim, and you have to give back that overcharged amount. Or if it's more than a shtus, then it would be a mekach tais party, and either of the parties can be chayzer. So how much is the exact amount of the aina? So we're saying, that's arba kesef ma'aser v'arba kesef lasela. That's four mice, four silver pieces out of the 24 silver pieces, which is shtus lemekach. That's the expression. 1/6 of the purchase. In that case, so you can at least get back the amount of the overcharging, which is the arba'ah here. Ad mosai mutter lahachzer, until when? How much time is there when you can go back and demand your money? So ad kdei she'er letagara lekroiva. You have to have enough time for you to go back and show this to your wife. And she says, what, you got ripped off just now? Go back and get your money. So there's a certain amount. And Taisa says, it's not going to depend on everybody. It's going to be an objective amount. But that's the idea. Kadesh Yira Latagra Lakraiva. And after that amount of time, it'll be too late. You're stuck with it, even if you overpaid. Haira Rabbi Tarfin Balud, Ha'ina Shmaina Kesef Me'esrim Va'arba Kesef Lasela. Rav Tarfin said, what's the Aina? It's going to be 8 out of 24, which is a shlish lamekach, a third. That's a much larger amount. So that means that you can get away with price gouging much more. V'samchu tagre lud. So they, merchants from Lud, were very excited because they got to charge a lot more and still be underneath the red line of Aina. Amr Lehem, Rav Tarfin said, whoa, not so fast, because kol hayom mutar lachzer. You have a full day to go back on the transaction and say, hey man, you ripped me off, I want my money back. So Amr Lai, so they said to Rav Tarfin, okay, yaniach lanu Rabbi Tarfin bim kaimenu. Let Rav Tarfin stay, leave him alone. I don't want to hear from Rav Tarfin in our place, because v'chazer l'div chacham, they went back to listen to chacham, because even though they could charge more, but the ability to be chayz for longer was worse for the Tagrim, and therefore they went back to a sixth instead of a third. Etmar, Rav Omar Shtus Mekach Shaninu. When we say in our Mishnah that the Aina is going to be a sixth of the value of the item, of the Mekach, Shmuel Omar Shtus Ma'is Nami Shaninu. It's not just the Shtus of the Mekach, but it's also a Shtus of the Ma'is, meaning when you're cheshbening the extra Shtus, not that you overcharge the value of the object, but you actually paid a sixth of the money. So what's the focus? Is it the value of the object or the amount of money that was paid? Shavi Shisa Bechamsha, if something's worth 6 zuz, was sold for 5, so the meicher took a hit. Or shavi shisa b'shiva, or something worth 6 was sold for 7, and the lekech took a hit. Kuli amalei pligi de baser mekach hazlin. And everybody's masking that we're going to go baser mekach v'aynohavi. In which case, the mechira stands, but that amount of ripoff goes back. Ki pligi, where is their machleikis? Rav and Shmuel, that's shavi chamsha b'shisa, something worth 5 that was sold for 6th. So in that case, the lekech paid a fifth more than the real value. V'shavi shiva b'shisa, or something worth 7 that was sold for 6th. So now the meicher was underpaid a 7th. So l'shmuel d'amar basar ma'is azlinan, if you're going according to the money, idiv idi aynohavi, both of these things are a 6th klape the amount of money that was paid. L'rav d'amar basar mekach azlinan, shavi chamisha b'shisa, if it's worth 5 and it was sold for 6, bitl mekachavi, meaning either party can back out. Shavi shiva b'shisa, but if something worth 7 that was sold for 6, mechila have, we're going to assume there was a mechila. Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel says, ki amrinan mechila ubitul mekach, that's heichad leka shtus mishnei tzadim. That's only if there's no ripoff of a sixth from either of the two sides, either from the mekach or from the money. Aval heichad ikah shtus mitzad echad, then oino have, that's enough to be considered an oino. Now let's bring Rias. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ha'oino dalad kesef me'asrim v'arba kesef lasela. What is the oino? 4 out of 24, meaning shtus lemekach. My lav dezavin shavi esrim ve Esrim va'arba, aren't we talking about where the meicher sold something worth 20 for 24, in which case the ripoff of 4 is only a fifth of the value of the item, but a shtus of the amount that was paid? Ushma mina shtus ma'is nami shaninu. To which the Gemara says, no, I'll give you a case that it's going to actually be the mekach. Lo yidazavin shavi esrim va'arba ba'esrim. The Mishnah is talking about where he sold something worth 24 for 20. So therefore the meicher was underpaid and he was ripped off by 4, which is actually a shtus of the actual mekach. But that's not going to work out with what the case of the Mishnah is, because minus ana meicher, who's the one who's getting ripped off? It's the meicher that you're telling me. But in Masefa, I'll show you that it's the lekech getting ripped off, because ad mosay mutter lahachzer bichdesh yir latagroy lekroyvay. Vomer of Nachman leishanu elo lekech, avol meicher leilum chayzer, but the meicher can always be chayzer. So if the Mishnah is specifically telling us this time for when he can be chayzer, it must be talking about when the lekech got ripped off. Ela dezavin shavei esrim v'arba be'esrim. The Mishnah is talking about where he sold something worth 24 and he sold it for 28. So because the lekech paid too much, he overpaid by 4, which is a sixth of the value of the item. Let's try again. So now we learned in the Mishnah. Hayru Rabbi Tarfin Balud ha'inosh moine kesef me'esrim v'arba kesef lasela. What shtus? 8 out of 24, which is shlish lemekach. Now my lav dezavin shavei shitzeri be'esrim v'arba. We're talking about something that's worth 16 that he sold for 24, in which case he overpaid by 8, which is half of the item's value, but a third of the total that was paid. So we're also talking about mois, not just mekach, not just the demei mekach. So we're talking about something that was worth 24 that he sold for 16. So therefore, the meicher was underpaid by 8, which is actually one third. But the problem is, again, minus ana, it's going to be the meicher. But Amos Sefer, the Mishnah says, so we're talking about the lekech, not the meicher, el dezavin. We're talking where he sold something worth 24 for 32. And therefore, the lekeach got ripped off by overpaying 8, which is a third of the value. We are stopping here. Pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next time.